This is CNN.
Do you know that voice? That's the voice of James Earl Jones, who played the part of Darth Vader in the Star Wars movie. He's 86 now, but what you just heard, you can still hear on CNN. They haven't gotten rid of it. I'm sure that must have been recorded 20, 30 years ago. But it's still powerful, still impactful, and it impacts me. I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about voices today, and I have one very special voice to play for you. Before we get to him, though, I'd like to go to another one. This one is, well, let's see if you can guess.
Good morning. I'm Charles Osgood, and this is Sunday Morning.
The reason I'm doing this morning, we needed a voice for a website, a new website that we're launching, and an animation at that website that introduces Ellen White to the world. I didn't want to play around with that voice. It couldn't be me. I wasn't going to take the part. I made that mistake 25 years ago with a commercial that we ran, a television commercial, on Nightline with Ted Koppel. We ran that commercial in the Orlando market. And I used my voice on it, and I still cringe to this day every time I think about it. No, my voice has its place, but it's not a voice for introducing. It can't be the first voice people hear, in my opinion, if we're introducing Ellen White to the world. This voice, the voice that I'm going to play for you, is the first voice that our audience will hear when they come to the new website that we're designing. He speaks for 30 seconds. By the time we add pauses and sound effects, let's say it might go up to 45 seconds. But we needed a voice that was first American, two, grandfatherly. I wanted an older voice. Third, there had to be a slight raspiness on the edge. That's what I was looking for. And fourth, somebody who came across, or a voice that would come across, because you're not seeing any face, as friendly and genuine. Now, there's a slight contradiction there with that raspiness on the edge. I can think of one particular actor whose voice had that, but he always played the bad guy. But anyway, this was what I was looking for. Now, I'm going to tell you how I chose that voice. You can go online, and there are several voiceover agencies featuring, I'm sure, hundreds of different voices, male, female, black, white, oriental, no doubt. I went to one agency and was skipping through their page. I'm sure they had at least 100 people there. And I saw this gentleman's face without hearing his voice. And then I just clicked on it. And the moment he spoke, I knew that this was the voice I wanted. I just knew it. Now, this has happened to me once or twice before. I can remember years ago having been told about this former nun, Sister Charlotte, her testimony. And I'd actually been in Jamaica and somebody told me about her. And when I came back to the United States, I decided to try and do a little digging. And don't ask me why. To this day, I can't tell you. But I contacted a donor of ours who was from the Sacramento area and asked him if he had ever heard of Sister Charlotte. And the man said to me, "Have I heard of her? She was the first recording I made on when I bought my brand new reel-to-reel." This had to have been in the 1950s. How was I supposed to know he had in his basement an original recording of Sister Charlotte giving her testimony? I think it was at the Sacramento First Church. It was unreal. Within a week, I had that recording. God just put on my heart who to contact. I don't think I'd ever spoken to this man before, but he was a donor to our ministry. And there it was. I had Sister Charlotte's testimony. Today, if you hear that testimony on the ear, more often than not, people are playing ours. In fact, my voice is there at the beginning and the end. But that's just how God leads. And in this instance, I just gravitated to this man's face. I liked the pose. And lo and behold, when we clicked, there he was. Well, there are two takes on the clip that I'm going to share with you, with a slight difference between the two. Here is clip one.
They say she was false, a pretender. Then how could she have known? 4 years before the earthquake, San Francisco and Oakland are becoming as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Lord will visit them in wrath. Then, 2 days before it occurred, in a vision of the night, houses shaken like a reed in the wind. What else did Mrs. White see?
Now, as I said, I detected a slight difference between this and the one I'm about to play for you now. Here is clip two.
They say she was false, a pretender. Then how could she have known? 4 years before the earthquake, San Francisco and Oakland are becoming as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Lord will visit them in wrath. Then, 2 days before it occurred, in a vision of the night, houses shaken like a reed in the wind. What else did Mrs. White see?
Well, what do you think? This is the person who's going to be introducing Ellen White to the world. I should say this is the voice, but it's obviously the voice of a person who's going to be introducing her. His face will not be seen. He'll be the voice behind an animation that I've requested to be about 45 seconds long. That's how we're going to introduce Ellen White. It has to do, I'll tell you right up front, with the destruction of San Francisco in 1906. I won't go any further than that, okay? But you can email me at lrlministries@outlook.com and tell me what you think of the voice. Now, what I'm going to do here in closing, I would like to go to some comments Mrs. White herself made about the power of the voice. This is taken from a book called Reflecting Christ, page 282. She wrote, "The power of speech is a talent that should be diligently cultivated. Of all the gifts we have received from God, none is capable of being a greater blessing than this. With the voice, we convince and persuade. With it, we offer prayer and praise to God. And with it, we tell others of the Redeemer's love. How important, then, that it be so trained as to be most effective for good." All right? Let me repeat the first sentence. The power of speech is a talent that should be diligently cultivated. Of all the gifts we have received from God, none is capable of being a greater blessing than this. Our voice. Now, here's another quote. This is from MS 182, written in 1901. I honestly confess, I don't know what MS is. I thought it was manuscript releases. That should have been MR, but this is MS. "The Lord calls upon all who are connected with his service to give proper attention to the cultivation of the voice, that they may utter in an acceptable manner the great and solemn truths he has entrusted to them. He calls upon them not to attempt to hold forth the word of life to others unless they can do this in a way that will honor him. Let them not mar the truth by defective utterance. Let not those who have neglected to cultivate the talent of speech suppose that they are qualified to minister, for they have yet to obtain the power to communicate. Let those who have not in the past felt it their duty to try to improve the voice begin this work now before any more time passes away. How fitting that we choose a voice that is clear, distinct, and persuasive for this solemn first impression that I suspect many will receive. This first impression of Mrs. White that many will receive as they come to our website. I've done my part here. I honestly don't know what to say. I'm going to play that voice again for you. Both takes, and you tell me. Here is clip one.
They say she was false, a pretender. Then how could she have known? 4 years before the earthquake, San Francisco and Oakland are becoming as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Lord will visit them in wrath. Then, 2 days before it occurred, in a vision of the night, houses shaken like a reed in the wind. What else did Mrs. White see?
Here is clip two.
They say she was false, a pretender. Then how could she have known? 4 years before the earthquake, San Francisco and Oakland are becoming as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Lord will visit them in wrath. Then, 2 days before it occurred, in a vision of the night, houses shaken like a reed in the wind. What else did Mrs. White see?
Get in touch with me. Email me. Let me know what you think. I spot a difference between the two, but you tell me what you hear. God bless you.